All that's left is the finish work here at the new Center for the Arts at Virginia Tech. And like an ensemble which must function as one, this multifaceted building is the sum of its parts, each aspect precisely specced out by its designers. In many ways, the entire building is a kind of theater, designed not only for viewing polished performances, but also for a look at the process it takes to put on a show. Executive Director Ruth Walks has spent the 4 years since she was brought here to create this center working toward this moment, and soon the curtain will rise.
It is a big vision for the university as well. It's not just a facility, but we're developing a research institute around these ideas. We're developing a presenting program and really embedding the arts much more deeply in the institution.
After a tour of the grand entry hall and gallery spaces, we walk past what will be the theater box office. Nearly, but not quite finished, it looks like a prop for a stage set itself. In fact, the whole building has the feeling of a small city preparing itself for street theater. We head into the spectacular 84,000-square-foot performance hall on this late August visit. The place is a beehive of activity, parts of movable walls and wings everywhere. But with the vision of a director, Walk sees it as it will look on opening night when composer Philip Glass kicks off the inaugural season November 1st.
To have something like this size, the sort of full capabilities to present any kind of performance really we want to and we can imagine in there, and to have it located in this facility with all of these other spaces, you know, adjacent to galleries, adjacent to the research space and the studios, makes it just an incredible asset, we hope, to the whole region and, of course, to the university.
The performance aspects of this new art center blend with its technical side, much like the relationship between Walks and her collaborator on the project, Benjamin Knapp, director of the Institute for Creativity, Arts, and Technology, known as ICAT. He's the force behind what they call the Cube, a four-story magical black room tricked out with the latest in audio and video technology. The Cube is what will open this art center to the world. Knapp says the goal is to virtually break down the walls between art and science, two fields which may share a similar mission, but often approach it from very different directions.
It's an interesting challenge between Ruth and I in how all of this works together. A research institute is used to, hey, this is what we do, and here's what we're going to do. A performance and community interaction facility does this, and connecting those two worlds, because research is sloppy. Research is...
It has to be.
Yes, exactly. It's trying this, it's trying that. Whereas if you're presenting Philip Glass, you can't have a bunch of wires dangling from the ceiling and trying to measure this and that. And so there's always going to be challenges, and this Cube represents that.
Students and professors are already lining up to book time in the Cube, but their work will not be hidden in some ivory tower. The center won a federal grant to create something called a mirror world. Its purpose? To virtually open the walls of this building, making all that goes on inside accessible to anyone, anywhere, online. And while there are cubes which focus on science and some which portray arts, there may be no other place in the world like this which does both. I'm Robbie Harris.